What are some of the best jobs that you could get or that you could pursue within the borders of South Africa? This is obviously not an easy question to answer. And whatever we say to you tonight, you're going to have to make the effort of doing your own research, like understanding your own context, and also considering the fact that jobs are evolving. Whatever job that is currently good today might not be the best job to pursue in the next coming couple of years, especially now that we're seeing the emergence of AI. So, with that in mind, let's dive into some of the best job opportunities that you could pursue within South Africa. Also, addressing the issue of young people constantly wanting jobs that make us look good rather than getting jobs that pay good and also are just generally beneficial and give us good benefits. For example, a lot of young people are avoiding hard labor jobs and we're opting more for office work jobs, even though we know that there are limited office work jobs. The jobs that require us to do hard labor, we're constantly ignoring. And here's the thing about it, because so many young people are ignoring those jobs, you end up finding that the pay in those jobs is very high. Why? Because the people who are looking for those jobs are very few. There's not, the demand is low. Therefore, the pay is very high. Like, I've met personally people that are getting paid 80,000 rands a month, 90, 100,000 rands a month, because they're doing hard labor job that no one else wants to do. Like, did you know that there is work that you can do? Obviously, this is very privileged work, and it takes a long time to train for it. But in terms of scuba diving, there are people who get paid like 200,000 rands a month just to dive deep and fix and repair certain instruments that can only be repaired from underwater, right? And there's a lot of guidance, a lot of preparation that happens, a lot of adjustment to the pressure as well that you need to learn. And you can get paid very good money, but that's not easy labor that you do within an office. And it's the type of work that you don't even need to do monthly because you get paid so much. You can get paid a minimum of 200,000 a month. And obviously with the more intricate the work, the more technical the work, the more experience you have, you get paid better and better, the more they realize that you're reliable. So we need to open our minds to some of those jobs. And looking in a context like South Africa, I must first mention the fact that it really depends on where you are. That's why I'm saying you need to look at your context. If you're in Cape Town, then you'd want to look at things like wine farming, making and processing and making wines, you know, looking at those industries. Tourism is a big thing within the Western Cape in general. Looking into things like perhaps even work that is more, how can I put it? Like even the work of art could be good there because there's so much attraction. The Western Cape attracts so many tourists. So they're looking to see art that is authentically South African. So looking at industries like that might be a good idea. But it's what I need to disclaim right now is this. I'm not trying, the goal here is not to tell you which jobs to apply for, but rather to help you think differently when you're looking for jobs. So it's a training you on how to think when you're looking for jobs. So just briefly, right? So looking at the Western Cape, that's what you'd want to look at. Looking at Gauteng, on the other hand, the best paying jobs here are office work jobs, right? It's those types of jobs where you imagine yourself putting on a suit, getting in an office and being productive. However, it doesn't mean that other hard labor related jobs aren't in demand, which are things that you need to look at, like mining, for example, in Gauteng is a very big thing. So not you being a miner per se, but looking at what jobs are within that industry might be a good idea. But obviously, Joburg might not be the best place for mining now, right? There are other things you can do within Joburg. For example, forestry. Agricultural space. Joburg is a city that is very compact and it is a city that uses a lot of paper. It's a city that consumes a lot of oxygen. So growing forestry and using forestry is a very big, is something that it's in great demand, and water is in great demand and electricity is in great demand. Not just water, but clean water and energy are in great demand. So not only looking for jobs in those sectors or looking for companies that are solving those problems in Johannesburg, but also you yourself starting a business in those industries is a very, very lucrative thing to look into. And it might be difficult in the beginning, but in the long run, you'll definitely benefit the most. So that's something to consider as well. And there's other like Mpumalanga. I know Mpumalanga has a lot of tourism as well as agriculture, as well as a lot of hard labor. Jobs are available in Mpumalanga. People who do artisan work are based in Mpumalanga. So those are things to look for. And the thing is this, a lot of people avoid those jobs because they're hard work. And you need to ask yourself, if are you willing to do the things that no one else is willing to do? Now, I'm also going to say this, right? I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I'm not a person who loves hard labor. Personally, I prefer working with computers, working in an office, thinking, solving problems with a creative approach. That's what I prefer. And I don't try to be something that I'm not. But sometimes we assume that that's what we like because we've never been exposed to hard labor. Why am I saying that? Because I myself, being a person who knows that this is the type of work I prefer, I know that I actually, there is types of hard labor that I do enjoy. Like around the house, I actually know that I would enjoy carpentry, for example, woodwork. I would really enjoy woodwork. I love solving home-based problems. In fact, one day I hope to run some kind of organization that does that type of work for old age home or for people who are unable to do it for themselves. That would really bless my heart, honestly speaking. Building gates, welding, security, doing affordable security for people, I feel like that would really fill my heart with joy to find myself in such a space. So these are things you need to look at, right? Don't assume that you're a person who would only thrive if you worked at an office. That's a terrible assumption to make, and you'd be limiting yourself so much because office work is finite. There's only so much of it that we have. And even if you consider yourself an office work kind of person and you want to drive the nice car, go into a nice office, work 9 to 5 and then go home and your job be simple like that, sign a few papers. You also need to learn to think outside of the box, right? In that regards, like consider industries that people don't consider often. Like there's a lot of office work jobs that people don't consider. And for example, like I've literally been thinking about the idea that there are lactation experts, like people who are specialized in breast milk, making sure that you have enough, or teaching you what to eat in order for you to have enough. That is a profession. It's not just a consultant, but that is an actual profession. This is an incredible thing to me, right? And I mentioned that to say that some jobs, I might not be able to tell you about them here right now. But the point I want to get to is the fact that it's important for you to consider and be mindful or have your eyes open for those obscure jobs that no one thinks about. But now let's talk about, in general, some of the work around all of South Africa and Africa as a whole that tends to be in general. Remember that I'm generalizing, but also I'm focusing more on South Africa. So as far as I know, this is what is true within the South African context. Being a teacher, being a nurse, being a doctor, being in IT, so being an IT specialist, being in programming, being in banking, for example, or building software for banks, those are not the jobs that will make you the most money, but they are job areas that will tend to give you the most security because there's such a high demand. So even if you're not teaching at a government school, you can teach at a private school, you can become a tutorer, you can work internationally as a teacher or in different areas, right, where there is demand for what you are an expert at. These are things to consider. Being an academic in South Africa is a very, very well sought out thing. We're looking for a lot of people to do their PhDs and qualify, so a lot of people get money to become those types of professionals. So these are things that you should look out for as well. a lot that we're unable to touch. But the one thing I want to close on is this. It is very important for you to have a way of thinking when looking for a job, rather than wanting to be pointed to the right job. And remember that depending on which province you're in, you're going to have to apply your mind according to the demands of that province within the country. So I hope this has added value to you. And the question I'm going to leave you with is, what obscure job that not a lot of people want to do are you interested in, and how much research are you willing to do within that field?
What are the best paying jobs currently in South Africa? And this is a difficult question to answer because not all of it's obviously made public and people don't want to share the knowledge. But if you go to My Broadband, you can have a look that there are a certain amount of jobs that's being paid very, very, very well in South Africa. But the interesting thing is people no longer want to do those jobs because the hours are absolutely stupendous. So I think that if you want to be in South Africa and you want to make a decent living in South Africa, I don't think that going into IT will be the best bet. I think IT is going to be a certain, or IT is going to be part of our actually, IT is going to be a big part of every job in South Africa. But when you do those jobs, you're going to actually have to do certain things or different things, right? But you do need to bear in mind that when you do those things, IT is going to form a part of the job, right? We do not want to do certain IT jobs because of the absolute hours. I know of a couple of guys that's doing IT in South Africa, right? But they no longer want to do it, right? Because they feel that the hours that they need to sit and work is just not worth it anymore. It's interesting to know that we feel that our hours that we work in South Africa is just not worth it for us anymore. We're having a look. I think the problem is that we are looking at IT jobs and we're looking at jobs and see that what is my finances going to look like when I do this job, and I feel that is not the correct approach. I feel that is not the correct approach with regards to your income, because we are then only, yeah. There's no easy way to say this, but what you're currently doing is, you are actually in a position in which you are almost, there's no different way to say it, but you are almost prostituting yourself, right? And what I mean, you're prostituting yourself, is that you are prostituting yourself in a sense that the bigger the paycheck, the more you are willing to sacrifice of yourself. And that I don't feel is a healthy way to live your lifestyle. If you're looking at going into software development, your salary for basic monthly salary could be anything to 40,000 to 60,000, right? But if you're going into business architecture, and that just don't happen overnight, you do need to realize that you're looking at anything from 65,000 to 90,000 rand a month, which is good. But again, remember, you're not going to start off in this job. You don't wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're a business architecture specialist, right? It is difficult to get these jobs, and it's difficult to realize what's going to cost you. Right? Then COVID struck, and then all of a sudden we've got work from home, and then the hours, no, we don't want to work, do the hours or sit in the hours that is needed to do the IT job. Because you're working from home, your kids need time, your family needs your time, and I just feel that having a look at the best paying job is not the correct way to approach this. Where do we conclude this discussion then? Where do I land personally on this discussion? I think the most important thing that you need to realize is you need to make the decision. Do you want to work for an income? Do you want to work for a paycheck? Or do you want to work for job satisfaction? Because those two things aren't the same for everyone. I know a lot of people that work for a proper income, they gain a lot of money, but when you look at them, or they get paid a lot of money, but when you look at them, they don't look happy, they don't look healthy, they don't look like they've got job satisfaction, they don't even look like they've got self-satisfaction or life satisfaction. So make that decision. Don't make a decision based on the fact that you want a lot of income. Right, I know a lot of people, or I know some people that made that decision. They've got a lot of income, and they've got a lot of money, right? And then you've got this idea like, nah, listen, man, when you've got all this money, you can spend all this money. Crucially important, when you've got all this money and you can spend all this money, you don't have time to necessarily to spend that money. You need to work very, very hard. I know of a guy that's worked very hard, he's got a lot of money now, but he would tell you, like, listen, when my kids were in school, primary school and high school, I didn't know them because I was overseas a lot, I was busy a lot, and I missed very important milestones. I missed a lot of first milestones for my children, that I witnessed my children. So check that out. Be considerate and realize that, is that what you are working for? You are you working for money, or are you working for job satisfaction, or are you working for whatever the case might be? That is my 5 cents worth.